Bank of Cardiff, this is Nick speaking.
Hey Nick, how are you today?
Good, how you doing today?
I'm doing good. My name is Michelle and I'm calling from Graziano Brothers out of Braintree. How are you? And I received a notice for a fax to fund or business loan application from your commercial finance division.
Uh-huh.
And I wanted to get some more information about how it works and what your payment terms are and things like that.
Sure. Do you have that 16-digit reservation code, Michelle?
I do. It's 2311-0019-8603.
Okay. Just give me a second here. I'll bring up your company profile. And let's confirm a few things that we have on file and answer all of your questions. Okay. Are you one of the business partners there, Michelle?
I'm the office manager. I have one of the owners sitting with me.
Okay, perfect. Perfect. Okay. And then the best number to reach you in case we get disconnected?
781-760-5078 or 617-755-5429. The first number is my number. The second number is Bill Graziano.
I'm sorry, you said Bill?
Yep.
Okay. Okay, and we had the mailing address correct at 71 Adams Street in Braintree?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect.
So what do you have listed as a business name?
As a business name, we have A. Graziano Incorporated.
Okay, and that I want to they actually closed that division of the business and we started a new business.
Okay, the name of the new business?
It's Graziano Brothers Incorporated.
Okay. And when did Graziano Brothers Incorporated become incorporated?
2012.
Okay, thank you. Is this an S Corp or a C Corp?
S Corp.
Okay. All right. And we also actually had the let me see here. Okay, that's perfect. Yeah, what you received from us was an offer, a pre-qualified offer for financing for both capital and equipment. It was based on your on the business's history with Keystone, the equipment financing you guys did with them. We had that UCC filing. So what were you calling to ask about today?
We're actually looking for a line of credit for cap, you know, to pay off some bills.
Okay. How much were you looking for?
As much as you'll give us.
Sure. And I'm sorry, break it up a little bit there. So sorry if I lose you here and there. But okay, so you're looking for basically the max approval, and we'll take it from there. Is kind of what you're saying?
Yeah, I want to see what we can get approved for. I'm sure, like, you know, we can always, we don't have to commit to anything. We can always. If you say, oh, you can get $1 million, I don't need $1 million, you know, obviously.
Right.
I'd rather try to see what you can get approved for, and then, you know, we'll take what we need.
Yeah, that makes sense. Okay, so what has Graziano Brothers done in the past few years, typically, in gross revenues? I'm sorry, are you there, Michelle? Did I lose you?
Yeah, I'm here, I'm sorry. About $3.5 million.
$3.5 million? Okay. So, you know, the rule of thumb is that we could approve, you know, 10%, sometimes more, of your gross revenues each year. So just to give you a ballpark, you know, this isn't exact. Your approval would be, you know, $350,000, you know, maybe, you know, up to $450,000, and then...
Yeah, that's more than enough.
Yeah, okay. Mhm. And then for the working capital, the terms go from 6 months to 3 years. So they're a little short-term in nature. Were you looking for something like 3 years, or were you looking for something shorter?
Longer. So the other thing is, we are like a seasonal business. We are, you know, we're really busy and headstrong in the summer, and then we slow down in the winter. So of course, if we had more money, we'd pay more towards it. Is there any pre-penalties? Do you want to pay it off quicker?
No, there's no prepayment penalty. So I kind of want to explain the working capital program better. So how it works as a line of credit is, we would approve you for, let's say, the $350,000. But let's say you only need $250,000 right now. You could take the $250,000 now, and that would be put on a term loan up to 3 years. And the additional $100,000 you were approved for, you'd have access to down the road, as long as, you know, the payments on the first loan were made on time, right?
I got you.
And so it's not a revolving line of credit. It's just a line of credit, okay. Meaning, you know, we don't have compounding interest and everything like that. It'll be a fixed rate, fixed term loan.
Yep.
So can you give me a little bit more insight into the business? You know, you say you're seasonal. What's the most profitable aspect? What's really the pulse of the business?
It's a concrete ready mix business. So because we live in Massachusetts, in the northeast over here, a lot of commercial buildings would be the bulk of the business. That maybe 10% would be residential buildings, maybe driveways.
Okay.
Foundation sidewalks for the cities. They also sell a little bit of aggregate material, but that's a very small percentage of the business. In the winter, they do have farm contracts with the city of Boston. That also fluctuates on the weather, though, you know. If it's a bad winter, then we're out working. We do winter layoffs on the employees if we don't retain them for work, and to try to minimize, you know, our payroll during the winter. And we're looking to, you know, expand and get bigger and better.
Nice. Okay. So tell me about, what are the bills you're looking to pay off? Are these with suppliers, or are these, I mean, give me a little more
info on that. I'm looking to pay off the sales tax.
Oh, okay. The tax, okay.
Sorry, I don't mean to be like this.
No, it might be my line. I was having problems with my phone last week. AT&T was here, so maybe it's me. Okay, so basically, you're we get you the max approval of, let's say, $350,000, and you said that's more than enough. So, so can I ballpark, just for the sake of the conversation, about $250,000? Is that pretty close to what you're looking for?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to give some options.
Okay, I'm sorry. I just wanted to just give you a little preface on something. Right now, in the state of Massachusetts, they have like a tax amnesty program that if you can pay the sales tax all up front in one payment, that they'll waive all penalties and interest and so forth. So that's like the major thing that we wanted to get, paid off and then move forward.
Nice. Okay. Yeah. All right. And so we're looking to do this pretty soon, then, get that taken care of.
Yes.
Okay, Michelle, what's the best email for you?
It's going to be Graziano, Bill, B-I-L-L, at yahoo.com.
Okay, I'll go ahead and send you a one-page application and what we need for an approval. We don't have any obligation or to our approvals. We're not going to ask for a credit card number or anything like that. Essentially, what we do is, the reason I ask about the revenues is we're going to ask for some bank statements to analyze the cash flow to make sure you can cover the note, essentially, right? And it doesn't disrupt your cash flow or leverage your business. So we look at 6 months of business bank statements, and we ask for a couple pages out of the most recent business tax return. So I understand Bill is one owner. How many owners are there?
There's two that are at least more, like they're both 48%, I think, each. And then there's a third partner that's like 2%. But he's not
okay.
Jamaica. It would be Augustine and Bill.
Augustine and Bill? Okay. Mm-hmm. Perfect. The reason I ask is the best programs require two-thirds ownership. So I always want to make sure we cover our bases. So definitely, if we have Bill and Augustine both on the application, that'll get us the best possible outcome for the approval, rates and terms and everything like that. So I'll email that to GrazianoBill@yahoo.com. So what we'll also ask for is the first page of the most recent tax return. It sounds like you filed for 2015, correct?
That is correct.
Okay.
We have filed for 2015 yet.
No problem.
Our fiscal year at the accountant's office getting ready to be prepared before June 30th.
Okay. So 2014 is fine. So it'll be the first page of 2014, and then the schedule K-1s for Bill and Augustine to show their ownership percentages. And that's it.
Okay.
I'm sorry?
And all everything that you just requested, will that also be on the application?
Yeah, it'll be in the email. So it's a one-page application. I'll put a reminder checklist of what we need as far as the bank statements and the tax return documents. And once you receive that package, it takes about 24 hours to get an approval. We're going to have some options. So what we'll do is we'll start with the highest approval for the longest term and work backwards from there. It sounds like we want to keep the longest term possible. Yeah, and then we'll work backwards and we'll see what fits best. And, it's pretty straightforward, simple process. And, is that any other questions?
Not at this time. We'll look over the application and we'll give you a call back. All your contact information would be great. And we'll review it. We'll have a discussion and see if we can go forward.
Yeah, it sounds great. It was nice talking to you, Michelle.
You too, Nick. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you. Bye.